Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our current series of studies in genitive forms of the titles of God. Of all the 120 titles of our God in the Bible, there are many, many kinds of titles, and some of them are just overwhelming in their majesty. And we hear of some of them at Christmas time especially. Now today we wish to consider as our genitive form, and by the genitive form of course we mean that which is inherent in the person that is being described. It means that he is the source of these things. Now here are the titles: the God of peace, the God of love. That means he is the source of peace, the source of love, the God of patience, the God of comfort, the God of truth, and the God of hope. These are the titles which we are considering. Today, particularly, we want to consider him as the God of comfort. And we're going to read of that phrase in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3. We read there, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Comfort comes from God, and he comforts us. And that is the marvelous character of God. The peace and the love and the patience and the comfort and the truth and the hope all combine. And they show that he is indeed that which we need. And in this study, we shall have missed our objective if we do not realize that in all of these high-sounding titles, genitive forms of the titles of God, we shall miss indeed a blessing if we do not consider that these mercies of God, these characteristics of God, are for our benefit, and he is to that to us in a very, very real way. Let's consider now the fact that he is the God of comfort. Now here we have, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 3, we have the Father mentioned as our comforter. Blessed be the God and Father, God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. That takes care of the Father. What about the Son? Well, the Son is our comforter as well, because we read in 1 John, or rather the Gospel according to John, where the Lord Jesus is telling his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion, his apprehension and his crucifixion the next day. He says, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter," capital C, "that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." But notice how that's couched, if you will, please. Another comforter, meaning, of course, that he himself is our comforter. And that he is our comforter. He comforted them in his earthly ministry, but now when he leaves them, he's providing for comfort to continue through the power of the Spirit of God that would be within them and abide with them forever. So we see the entire Trinity involved in our comfort. Now, let's think a little bit on how our Lord Jesus Christ comforts us by reason of being our great high priest. And he suffered in order that you and I might have this confidence and to establish our confidence. We're going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. There we read, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." That is, and the word tempted here is really tried. He was tried that he might indeed be able to succor or sustain those who are tried. And in the next, over the page, in my Bible at least, chapter 4, in verses 14 to 16, we read these words. Seeing then, we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now our Lord Jesus Christ went through the trials of life that we might have the confidence that he knows what we are going through experimentally. He was a real man. He could hurt. He could bleed. He could be discouraged. That is, discouraged in the sense, of course, that he was downhearted. Not discouraged in the sense that his mission was going to fail. Nothing of the kind. But he indeed could be our comforter by these things which he suffered. Now, the Father comforts us, and I think of that verse in Isaiah 66 and verse 13. We read there, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. He's talking to Israel. The Father is talking to Israel. And he's telling them, I'm going to comfort you like a mother comforts her child. As our Father, he knows what we're going through. We are his sons. We became his sons when we placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for us on the cross of Calvary, took our sins and their blame upon him, and died that he might free us from the penalty of judgment. When we realize that and put our faith in the Lord Jesus, take him as our Savior, make him our own, God is our Father. He is our Father, and the Lord taught his disciples that, all through, especially in the Gospel according to St. John. Our Lord Jesus Christ taught us of the Father and what we could expect from him in the way of comfort. And we've already spoken of what we can expect from our Lord Jesus in the way of comfort by reason of the fact that he suffered in this world, and we know that he knows experimentally what we're going through, and that's important. I remember once trying to comfort a brother in the Lord who had lost his wife. And I told him, I called him my name, and I says, we know what we're going through. And he looked at me and he says, Ken, no, you don't know what I'm going through. I felt helpless. I didn't know. I had never lost a wife like he had. And I could not do the job. But thank God the Lord can do the job for you and for me. He has felt everything that we will ever feel. And we are encouraged to come to him as our great high priest, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, that in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, we might come boldly to that throne of grace and find help in time of need. Now the Spirit is our comforter. We've already read that in John chapter 14. And he also in chapter 16 of John's Gospel. We might have read that, but we'll read it now. Chapter 16, verse 13. Our Lord Jesus Christ says there, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, and Spirit is capitalized, it's the Holy Spirit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now, how does the Holy Spirit comfort you and me? I'll tell you how he does it. He does it through the Scriptures, as we've read here. The Lord says, I'm giving you the Spirit, and he is going to take the things of mine and show them unto you. He will tell you everything that I've told you. He will make it real to you. He will explain it to you. We read, for instance, in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. How do we get the comfort of the Scriptures? The Spirit of God brings these Scriptures to our mind. We haven't time to read the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, but we read there, the Spirit of God is our teacher. And the Lord gave him that purpose, that he might recall these Scriptures to his disciples and help them in days to come. And certainly, the Spirit of God takes the Word of God and it comforts you and me. I think of that instance there in Acts chapter 13. He comforts us in all of our adverse circumstances, but he does more than that. He comforts us through the Scriptures, and then I'll add, he comforts us through our adverse circumstances. Listen, please. Acts chapter 9, 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. This was after the Saul of Tarsus was revealed to the Lord and his persecution ceased. It gives us some concept of what the church endured through this man's efforts. Here he is. Now he is a Christian himself. And he is not persecuting the church. So we read, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. The Spirit comforted them. And he did it through the Word of God. And he can do it by registering with our spirit the fact that he knows what we're going through. So we have the entire Trinity as our comforter. Now, this would be a miss if we did not realize our ministry of comfort to others. Here it is, back in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, and verses 3 and 4. We're going to read those verses again. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, to a degree at least, we're going through what he suffered in this world in our rejection, as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation aboundeth by Christ. Now our consolation and comfort abounds by Christ. He comforts us when we are going through the tribulation that he went through. Why? He knows exactly how we feel. How wonderful these portions are. Now, it's your privilege and mine to comfort the saints of God. Do we do it? We should speak the words of comfort to our brothers and sisters going through trial. And certainly, the Spirit of God will help us to find the Scriptures to do so. Our Father, today we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for all the comfort that we receive, because you're the God of all comfort. In Christ's name we pray, giving thanks. Amen.